So we are continuing today in Meretz Hashem in Perek Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah Yudalad, Mishnah 14. So the Mishnah says as follows. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Hevi shakar lomo Torah, be diligent in the study of Torah, bedama shetashav lapikoris, and know what to respond to an apikoris. An apikoris is an agnostic, a heretic, vidal lifnei miyata omel, know before whom you are toiling, v'namonu ba'malachtucha sheishalim loch schar pulasach, and know that the person you're working for, your employer, is trustworthy to pay you for the wages for your work. So let's analyze this. Right, Rabbeinu Yonah. What is the first point Rabbi Elazar says? Be diligent in the study of Torah and know to respond to an apikoris. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, he says, "Shiyikba aspon lilmo Torah kedi shiyeda lahashva adirei apikoris." So this is very important. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rabbi Elazar is teaching us that a person has to be fluent, and knowledgeable enough in Torah that when someone comes and challenges his beliefs, he's able to defend it. So the apikoris may come armed with a whole variety of different arguments at the end of the day as to why Torah is not true, Torah is not good. So again, as a defender, someone who learns Torah, one also has to be ready to defend the integrity of Torah. In order to defend the integrity of Torah, you have to know what to answer up to an apikoris. Incredible. V'dalef ne'miyata omel, know before whom you toil, writes Rabbeinu Yonah, k'esha'ata nosei v'nosei ne'im apikoris u'meshavad dvarav, k'shamalacha penyisischa b'shemen chigo. So here's the problem. On one hand, then Rabbeinu Yonah writes, I have to know what to go ahead and answer the apikoris, right? The heretic. On the other hand, the concern is that when you engage with the apikoris, perhaps his ideas and his insights will influence you. Therefore, again, the Mishnah says, know before whom you toil. Never allow the conversations or the engagement with the apikoris to chas v'shalom tarnish your own spirituality. It's an incredible idea. Of course, also on a general level, what Dalif Ne'miyata Omel is recognizing the idea that, and this is actually an interesting dynamic in Yiddishkeit, that sometimes we can be so immersed in the details of our Yiddishkeit that we forget who it is that we're serving, and we forget why it is that we're doing the things that we're doing. So on one hand, the details are of utmost importance. You know, people like to say the devil's in the details. It's not the devil in the details, the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the details. But at the same time, with all of those details, a person has to be ever conscious of who he is working for. Everything I do, every mitzvah, every chesed, every act of tzedakah is for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Umi uba malachtecha shishan l'chaschar pulasech. I know who your employer is because he's going to pay you your wages. So he writes over here, Shalotasa Malachas HaTorah Rimiya, Ki Hashem Yisparach Uba Malachtecha Ve'inistar Mineged Einav, Ve'od Ki Ech Lo Titrach Ba, V'ne'yeh Lecha Schar Godol Aleha. So this is incredible. So this ultimately, again, writes to Rabbeinu Yonah, is the source of chizik. You know, sometimes we think about the fact that the responsibilities we have in Yiddishkeit could be very overwhelming and very difficult, and it's sometimes incredibly challenging. And there could be times where a person says, what do I need this for? So on a very basic level, Rabbi Elazar is coming along and saying, know that the person you work for will pay your wages. Will pay your wages, meaning what? He will pay you for your efforts. Meaning, just understand that there is a benefit to mitzvos. Now, while it's true that maybe schar mitzvah b'chayei amaleka, maybe at the end of the day, one won't see reward in this world. Maybe they won't see it in this lifetime. But ultimately, again, just know that every single positive thing you engage in has a positive result and repercussion. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who, so to speak, pays. Right? He pays us for all of our activities. And just know that he will always come through. Incredible. We'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach.